I tell you about the night my retainer floated out of my mouth and into the airlock?
Yeah, you mentioned it once or twice.
So, here we are, just a couple of young newlyweds. What to do? What to do to you? Astronaut Wallowitz reporting for booty. Preparing thrusters. We have liftoff. Are we clear to jettison that nightgown?
Okay, we need to talk.
What?
Howie, I know you went to space, and I'm incredibly proud of you, but you might want to try and not bring it up every minute.
I don't talk about it every minute.
Tonight at dinner, you went on about it for an hour straight.
What was I supposed to talk about? We were eating at Johnny Rockets.
Just saying, people are getting a little tired of it.
So, I did this amazing thing, and I'm never allowed to mention it?
Of course you can, but maybe a good rule would be to wait for people to bring it up.
Okay. No problem. It won't happen again.
I love you.
I love you, too. I can't tell you how many times I dreamed I was in bed here with you when I was, you know. What? I can't even point?
So basically, this is what's called maglev technology. It uses very powerful electromagnets to create a force strong enough to overcome gravity. You hold this.
Whoa, that's heavy.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have on any jewelry, do you?
No, why?
Grad student forgot to take out one of his piercings. Now he's on a transplant list waiting for a nipple his size. Now, watch this.
Whoa! That is very cool.
Sometimes I like to turn this on and pretend I'm the supervillain Magneto.
Getting a little less cool, Leonard.
But what I really am is a very smart scientist who understands the mechanics of the universe and is wearing the sexy black underwear you bought him.
There we go. Yeah.
So I thought the photo booth for the party could either be creepy like a mummy's tomb, or they also have the TARDIS from Doctor Who.
A TARDIS makes no sense. It's a time machine from a science fiction show. It has nothing to do with Halloween. That being said, if you don't get a TARDIS, you stink and your party stinks.
Do you have a preference?
I don't care. Get the TARDIS.
Yes! This party just became a major rager.
Oh, by the way, can I borrow your bullwhip and fedora?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I was thinking of dressing up as Indiana Jones's mocha-skinned love child. Indian Jones.
Clever.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Oh, Howard, I've got a party to plan. Don't make me pull it out of you.
Okay, here it is. Bernadette said you guys are all sick of me talking about my trip to space. Is that true?
No.
Yes. We seem to have different approaches here. I was going for helpful honesty. I have no idea what you're doing.
It's called being nice.
Okay. If you think being nice will get him to shut up, I'll try it.
You know what, guys? Never mind. I just won't talk about the greatest achievement of my life ever again.
Yeah, but look at that. The problem solved itself.
Hello, boys.
What if we were to go as dinner table favorites, Salt and Pepper?
You know salt makes me retain water, and my cousin William was ground to death in a pepper factory accident. What about Raggedy Ann and Andy? I loved them growing up.
No, I don't think so. Those dolls represent three things I do not care for: clowns, children, and raggediness. I think it's a lost cause.
No. There are certain things that say to the world, I have a boyfriend and he's not made up. Matching costumes, hickeys, and sex tapes. Pick one.
What's a hickey?
Someone a little blue? Come on, Howie, that's like the funniest thing I've ever said in my life. What do you say, you ready to go?
To tell you the truth, I'm not really in the mood.
What are you talking about? It'll be fun. All your friends will be there.
Yeah, some friends, they all think I'm boring. Maybe you should go without me.
No, if I'm there alone, people might think I'm just a really short person from Avatar.
Sorry, I just don't want to go.
Hey, I just spent the last 3 hours coloring myself blue. I'm gonna be washing paint out of my Smurf for a month.
Fine. 2 weeks ago, I was an astronaut.
Yeah, well, now you're a Smurf. Keep walking.
Oh my God, you guys look adorable.
Thanks, so do you. Slutty cop?
No, sexy cop. Slutty cop only came with a skirt and 2 badges.
And Albert Einstein?
Ja, und later she's going to arrest me for going faster than the speed of light.
I thought we said in the car, no accents.
Sorry, officer.
Hello? It's a great party.
Thank you.
Foods, they're really fun.
Oh, yes, thank you. I like to think of fun things like that because I'm fun. I'm not clinically depressed at all.
Sheldon, get in here.
I should have picked Hickey.
Hey, look at you guys.
I'm Raggedy Ann, and he's Raggedy C-3PO.
It was a compromise. I lost.
Can you believe Stuart's walking around taking credit for this party?
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? Look what I pulled off here. The DJ's on fire, there's a TARDIS photo booth in the back room, and oh my God, the food. Stuart wanted Kraft, Draculoni and cheese.
You're right, the party's fantastic. Please, tell me more. I haven't heard enough about it all week because hearing about that never gets old.
Is this about the space thing again?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it, but since you brought it up, I went to space!
Space, 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 space!
Whoa, drinky Smurf. Can I talk to you for a second?
Right now, I'm in trouble.
You heard me?
You, out! You are being very rude.
No, I'm not. They're all being rude, and you're being rude.
Me? What did I do?
Oh, Howie. Stop talking about space so much. Nobody likes it.
I don't sound like that.
You're my wife. You're supposed to be on my side.
I'm always on your side.
Then why are you trying to take this away from me? Being an astronaut is the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do. And if I stop talking about it, then I'm just...
Just what?
Just plain old Howard Wolowitz again.
Plain old Howard Wolowitz is the best guy I know.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I married him. On purpose. Come here.
I love you.
I love you too.
Nothing to see here, just sexy police business.
Just explaining the theory of relativity.
Hey, what you watching?
I don't know. Raj sent me some video of Buzz Aldrin.
Here you go. It's a Milky Way. The Milky Way's a galaxy in space. I've been in space. Here's a Mars bar. I'm an astronaut. And this one's a moon pie. I walked on the moon. What have you done?
Okay, I get it.